Psalm 107, O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gather them out of the lands from the east, west, north, and south. They wandered in the wilderness, in a lonely way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distress. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. So everybody has to have this wilderness journey. Israel were baptized in the Red Sea, then they had a wilderness journey. The exiles had a wilderness journey back from Babylon to restore God's kingdom. And so our lives will always have that element to them, that they will be a wilderness journey, and without God's guidance, there is no way. And it's a scary place. It's a lonely, solitary way. And this is where God works in order to make it that we trust in him and we have a personal connection with him and with Jesus. That's why maybe we don't have so many friends. It's why maybe friendships and relationships go wrong. It may be our fault, may not be our fault, but God does that, I think, to bring us close and closer to him. For he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. Those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God, and despised the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labour. They fell down, and there was none to help. They cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and broke their bands apart. So then this is talking about what happened when they were in Egypt and were saved, and also what happened when they were in Babylon and were saved out of that. And yet, it's also true about all of us, because we all feel trapped. It's all, at times, as if life is a bit of a prison cell, that we're stuck with these ties that bind us. And yet, despite all that, there is this freedom that has been made possible. This is a very common figure, that the bands that are holding the prisoner are broken, and that we are free. Yeah, a lot of people actually don't want that freedom. They rather be with the crowd and go with the crowd and just do what the crowd do. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. He's broken the gates of brass, maybe alluding to Babylon, and he's cut the bars of iron apart. Fools are afflicted because of their sins and their iniquities. Their soul hates all kind of food, and they draw near to the gates of death. We just read that the gates of death of Babylon had been broken. But actually, some people were foolish enough to prefer that. Then they cry to the Lord in their trouble, and he saves them out of their distress. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Now this thing, oh, that men would praise the Lord, this is how we feel. Oh, that people would listen to the gospel. Oh, that people would take it seriously. And that has been the desire of all the faithful all down the years. Let them sacrifice sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Those who go down to the sea in ships that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep, for he commands and raises the stormy wind, which lifts up the waves of it. They mount up to the sky. They go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro, stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wit's end. Then they cry to the Lord in their trouble, and he brings them out of their distresses. He makes the storm a calm, so that the waves are still. Then are they glad, because they be quiet. So he brings them to their desired destination. Well, this is very clear that that happened to the disciples when they were on the boat with Jesus. And yet it's the will of the person writing this psalm that all sailors would come to that realization. This is in the context of him saying, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works of the children of men." He really wants people to put two and two together and think, "Wow, God is in this." It's so sad that many people die, millions, billions, trillions even of them, live and die without any coming to God. And it's because, in the end, they do not want to do that. Oh, that men would praise the Lord instead of just thinking about what's immediately in front of their faces. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turns rivers into a wilderness and the water springs into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness for the wickedness of those who live there. He turns the wilderness into a standing water and dry ground into water springs. And there he makes the hungry to live, that they may prepare a city for habitation and sow the fields and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. Now this, of course, the idea was that this was all relevant to the exiles in Babylon, that they were to come back and rebuild the city of Jerusalem and that they would have fruitful harvests. But actually that didn't happen because most of them didn't actually want to. They preferred to stay behind the gates of death in Babylon. And those who did come back, Haggai says, they just built their own houses and liked living there and couldn't care less about the house of God. And so God did not give them good harvests. He cursed all the crops that they, the harvests that they gathered in, because they were simply out for their own blessing. They didn't want to see God's glory. So it was God's intention that they should sow the fields, plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. He blesses them so that they're multiplied greatly and doesn't allow their cattle to decrease. But again, they're brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. Exactly what happened, as Haggai says. He pours contempt upon princes and causes them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. Yet he sets the poor on high from affliction and makes them families like a flock. The righteous will see it and rejoice, and all sinners will shut their mouths. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord.